This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Oracle Matthew. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections will be issued today in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 13th of November. 25th October is the last date of filing of nominations. Candidates can file their nominations from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 28th October. Last day for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. Our correspondent reports that both NDA and India Alliance are engaged in hectic negotiations with their allies to decide seat sharing formula. This time, BJP will contest elections with all Jharkhand Students Union, AJSU, Janata Dal United, and Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party, LJP. On the other hand, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest elections with Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, and CPI-ML. The centre has issued an order to amend the guidelines for the disposal of enemy property order 2018. The Home Ministry announced in a notification that the amended guidelines will now be called the Guidelines for the Disposal of Enemy Property Amendment Order 2024. Key changes include a revision of the valuation threshold for property disposal. Under the revised guidelines, properties valued below 1 crore rupees in rural areas and below 5 crore rupees in urban areas will first be offered for purchase to the current occupants. If the occupants decline the offer, the properties will be disposed of according to established procedures. The definitions of rural and urban areas have also been clarified. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified amendments to income tax rules to simplify the process of claiming credit for tax collected at source TCS and tax deducted at source TDS for salaried employees and to enable claiming of TCS credit for minors in the hands of their parents. The Income Tax Act rules have been amended to include any tax deducted or collected at source for the purpose of making tax deductions in the case of salaried employees. India has extended a new line of credit for over 487 crore rupees to the Mauritius government for financing of a water pipeline replacement project. This is the first ever rupee-denominated line of credit to have been extended by India for project financing to any country under the Indian Development and Economic Assistance Scheme IDEAS. The project envisages replacement of approximately 100 kilometer of obsolete water pipeline in Mauritius. Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita, will visit Indonesia this Saturday and Sunday. He will attend the inauguration ceremony of President-elect Prabowo Subianto and Vice-President-elect Gibran Raka Buming Raka in Jakarta on Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Hamas chief and one of the masterminds behind last year's October 7 attacks, Yahya Sinwar, is dead, but Israel's war on Gaza is not yet over. However, Hamas has not yet confirmed the death of its chief. Israel Defense Forces IDF have confirmed that three militants were eliminated during an operation in Gaza, including Sinwar. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, South Africa sealed their spot in final after beating the defending champions Australia in the first semi-final match at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. In cricket, the day 3 of first test match between India and New Zealand will resume this morning at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. At stumps on day 2, New Zealand were 180 for 3 with Ranji Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell at the crease. Devon Conway was the highest scorer for Kiwis with 91 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.